الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif mentions, وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ. That the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we have related it to you so that you can take a lesson from it, and through the lessons from the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you may strengthen your iman. Your heart may become more firm, and your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your belief in the akhirat, etc., all becomes more firm. Every incident and every Nabi, his incidents are full of lessons. But during this period, the Nabi that everyone is talking about and the Messenger of Allah that everyone is talking about is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This was such a Nabi that Allah says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah has made him a friend. Allah had given him such acceptance that every religion claimed to be following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jews also said, we are following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Christians also said, we are following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The mushrikeen of Makkah, who are idol worshippers, they also claimed to be following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that Allah revealed a verse, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّوْ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّوْ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was neither a Jew, he was neither a Christian. He was neither a mushrik, one who made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, he was one who turned away from all false deens to the one correct deen, and that is the deen of believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No type of shirk, no element of shirk in the belief of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahima lalladhina attaba'uhu wa hadha an-nabi. That the ones that are the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are those that followed him 100%. And this Nabi, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his followers. This was not enough for the Jews also. So they objected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saying that you are the follower of Ibrahim, but you are staying in Makkatul Mukarram. You are facing towards the Baytullah as a Qibla. Whereas Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat to Sham, he was staying in that area, which is Now, obviously, they call it Syria, but in that time it was Syria, Jordan, Palestine, all was that whole area was known as Sham. He made Hijra there. So how could you be following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when his place of staying was there, and he was also facing Baytul Maqdis? That was his Qibla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, and he said, "Inna awwala bayti wudya لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةُ مُبَارَكُ وَمُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ." The first house to be built was the house of Allah, that is the Baytullah. That was built by the Malaika. And thereafter that, later on, after the floods of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah instructed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to rebuild the Baytullah. Otherwise it was built much longer than that. That was the first house. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fihi ayatum bayyinatum maqam Ibrahim." Next to Baytullah we got the Maqam Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim is not in Sham. It is in Baytullah. So the closest people to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his followers. The legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what he left behind, is remembered by the people and the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When people are in Hajj and they're looking at the Baytullah, so it is not the Jews and the Christians, but it is the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam who is reminding us of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So every religion was claiming that they are the follower of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why one of the biggest fitnas today, amongst the many fitnas, is the fitna of interfaith. Where everyone is saying that all religions are correct. And we all link up to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all religions are correct. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that, He revealed the verses, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever chooses any other deen besides Islam, it will never be accepted from him. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only accepted deen is the deen of Islam. That there is no other accepted deen except the deen of Islam. And sometimes people become apologetic. And they say that we need to unite with these other religions also, so that we can keep them quiet. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's no type of this type of behavior where you're apologetic to the person. Whereas whatever Allah says, that is the correct thing, and that is there's only one deen. Yes, if you want to get close to them and bring them close towards deen, Allah says there are other ways, and that is show them the true akhlaq of Islam. Show them the true akhlaq of your deen, and in that way you'll be able to win them towards Islam and Iman. So this was that Nabi who was acceptable according to every religion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we made him our friend. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him such a great position of being the friend of Allah? And if you look at the whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he had one great quality, and that is complete submission to the command of Allah. Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Unfortunately today, when someone tells us anything, then we want to know why, what for. I mean, that's a question. If and buts, we will never do it immediately. If someone has to ask us, then I will tell you something. Would you mind, for example? And I won't say no problem. I will say it depends what you are saying. So we always have a but, but we don't do it immediately. Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, he qala lahu rabbu aslim, submit yourself. He never asked why. Depends what you say. He said, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. I have submitted completely to Allah. How much have we submitted to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is deen first in our mind? Or it is secondary? Everything else is first. Allah says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. That if your family, your business, your wealth and everything is more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and giving yourself for deen, then wait. You're going to wait for punishment. Then you're asking for trouble. If you have to look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, his life, then you are already looking at, from the young age, he was already put to the test with his parents. And he passed that test. Similarly, when you look in the lives of Sahaba, radiallahu ta'anhu, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'anhu, he accepted Islam. His mother came to know that he accepted Islam. And she said, I'm going to go on a hunger strike. Hunger strike. Unless you leave the fold of Islam. He was a very pious person. He was very, very obedient to his mother. Very, very obedient. People started telling him after 1-2 days she's not eating. You're such a disobedient child. Because of you she's going to die. And this and that. After the third day he goes up to his mother and he tells his mother that my love for you is very great. But I cannot, despite that love, I cannot leave the fold of Islam. If you have to die, that is your choice. But I cannot leave the fold of Islam. I will give up everything, but I can't leave deen. Obviously she came to her senses and she started eating. She also accepted Islam. Allah revealed the verse, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Their respect for parents, obedience of parents is very, very great. But if they ask you to do anything against the command of Allah, then at that time you still have to respect them, but you can't obey them. Same thing happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he addressed his father. With that respect, he tried to explain to him. His father told him, أَرَغِبٌ أَنْتَ أَنْ آلِيَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. If you don't stop this business, I'll sort you out, as we say. I'll sort you out. So in the end, he had to tell his father, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ. I'll have to leave you now. Because when I'm staying here, I cannot fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll have to break from my family. It's not an easy thing, but I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if you look at the next part of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also, then he had to make hijrah. If you look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had to leave their hometown. They had to leave their wealth and everything. And they had to go from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. They had so much in Makkatul Mukarramah. But when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, they came with nothing. Allah addresses them as Lil Fuqara'il Muhajirin. They're the needy Muhajirin who have come from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. So much so, we know the incidents that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to create brotherhood. And what the Ansar, how they helped the Muhajirin. Allah praises them also. So Ibrahim alayhi salam made that hijrat for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum showed us with their lives how they made that hijrah from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. What? Only for one reason. And that was only for the sake of deen. To sacrifice our life for the sake of deen. Then if you look at the next step in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life, then now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked for a child for so long, he asked, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. Allah ta'ala granted him the child. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that now you must go and leave the child in a desert. No vegetation, no nothing. What is the response of his family? He's walking away, just leaving them and walking away. Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, what is telling? Why are you leaving us like this? It is Allah's hukam. He just made indication, yes. What did she reply? Idhan la yudayyana. Then he will not let us go to waste. Allah will, if it's Allah's hukam, if it's Allah's command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after us. Allah speaks about the hijrat of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There were some Sahaba who did not make hijrat. Some of them could not make hijrat, so they were absolved. They could not make hijrat. They had a valid excuse, shari'i excuse, they couldn't do it. But there were some people who did not have a valid excuse, and they did not make hijrat. Why did they not make hijrat? Because their families and their children were crying when they were leaving. They're saying, what will happen to us if you make hijrat? What will happen to us? You leaving, and you're going to just leave us here like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum fitna. That your families are a test for you. That sometimes they will make you do something against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will you react at that time? Therefore, it's very, very important in the home, especially, that we need to have ta'aleem. So that the family members also understand what are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That everyone is thinking on the same line. That our first priority is to keep Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. So this was another thing that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. He left his family, but look at the response. Obviously, it's the family of the Nabi. You're going to get the same type of response. Then you get the next stage, where we know that when his child had reached that age where he could walk and run and everything, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that now, he showed him in a dream that he'll have to slaughter his son. And then when he spoke to his son about it, what Allah ta'ala says, falamma aslama, they both submitted to the command of Allah. I'm prepared to slaughter my son if Allah wants me to do that. If Allah wants me to do that, I have to do it. I'm not going to ask why and what for. Allah knows best. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, his son, Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told him that in a battle of Badr, when you had come and had seen you as a target, he came from the kuffar side. He came from the disbeliever side, fighting against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told his father that I had you in my sight. I could have killed you, but thinking of you as my father, I did not kill you. Abu Bakr Siddiq Ranu said to his son, if you came in my sight, in front of me, I would have not have hesitated to kill you because you came to fight against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same thing what we find in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, that quality of submission, of submission and sacrificing for the sake of Allah. we find in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also. So when a person is prepared to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces him also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces him. In a riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, that may yada'a shay'an lillahi, that anyone leaves something only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He leaves something only for the sake. Abdalakallahu minhu khayran minhu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him something better than that. And look at the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to slaughter his son. Allah replaced it with a ram. Allah replaced it with a ram. Likewise, you'll see in the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah speaks about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ أُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتُ الْجِيَادِ. On one occasion, after Asr, since he's being the leader, he was looking at the horses of jihad. He need to inspect them, look after them, see what, how they are, etc., whether they're ready, etc. But while he was engrossed, so looking after the horses of jihad was also an ibadat. But while he was engrossed in that, he missed his salah. He missed his salah. Some Mufassirin say it was a farz salah. Some say it was a nafil salah. But he missed his salah. So much so that even the sun was about to set also. So he called for those animals back. Rudduha ilay. They bring those animals back. And he slaughtered all of them. Why? Because of them I missed my Muslim. And that was permissible in that sharia. It was permissible in that sharia. Mufassirin say it was permissible for the in that sharia. Otherwise, it was not necessary to slaughter all the animals. But in the sharia of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, it was permissible. Now, those were conveyances. They were going to be used. After a few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ. Because of that, Allah says, we made the wind subservient for him. Now, wherever Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam needed to go, he just get, Allah made the wind subservient to him. He could fly wherever he wanted. When you give for the sake of Allah, when you give up that sin for the sake of Allah, that is why it comes in the hadith, that person who wants to look at haram, and because for the sake of Allah, he turns away, he turns his gaze away, أَبْدَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ حَلَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, will replace him with a special sweetness in his heart of iman and satisfaction. Allah will. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَذَمَ غَيْظًا وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ أَن يُنْفِذَهُ. And that person who holds back his anger, even though he has the ability of using it in the wrong places. Obviously, the right places, he won't be sinful. In the wrong places, he uses it. دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَاءِ. Allah will call him on the day of Qiyamah in front of everyone as an honor for that person. Why? Because he held it back for the sake of Allah. He could misuse that thing. But he said, no, I'm not going to do it. So the lesson from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is complete submission. That my nafs and my desires tells me something, Allah tells me something else. Without any question, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah told him, submit. He said, I submit without any question. Therefore we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that quality that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had, of submitting completely to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil.